Title: Blend an Amen Style Bass Wobble with Minimal CPU Load in Ableton Live 12 Beginner. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass edits move in Ableton Live 12, an Amen Style Bass Wobble that locks into the break like it's part of the drums, but without melting your CPU. The big idea is simple: we're not going to stack a bunch of LFO devices and effects and hope it grooves. We're going to make one clean wobble patch, draw the movement with clip automation, then resample it and slice it the same way you would slice an Amen break. That's the cheat code. Build the vibe once, print it, and then do all the fun editing with audio and slices. Maximum energy, minimum processing. Let's set the session up first. Set your tempo to drum and bass territory, around 170 to 175 BPM. I'll pick 174, and set global quantization to 1 bar so when you record and launch things, it stays tight and predictable. Now create two tracks, an audio track called Amen Break and a MIDI track called Bass Source. If you don't have the actual Amen, any break loop is fine. What matters is that shuffled, syncopated pulse. Next, quick prep on the break so it hits clean and slices well. On the Amen Break track, turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients, and make sure transient loop mode is forward. Now adjust the envelope. Start somewhere around 30 to 60. Higher values make it tighter and choppier. Lower values keep more of the natural tail. We're not spending all day here, just getting it punchy enough that the bass can talk around it. If it needs it, add an EQ8. High pass around 30 Hz to clear sub-rumble. And if the break feels boxy, do a small dip around 300 to 500 Hz. Done. Keep it simple, because the star of today is the bass edit workflow. Now let's build the low CPU wobble source. On your bass source MIDI track, load operator. Operator is perfect here, because it's light on CPU and it sounds great in DNB. Set oscillator to a saw wave. If you want a more hollow, vowelish wobble, try square, but saw is a classic start. Now add a sub. Turn on oscillator B, set it to sine, and bring the level up just enough to support the weight. Think foundation, not another bass line. Turn on operator's filter. Choose LP24. Set the filter frequency somewhere around 200 to 400 Hz to start, and set resonance around 0.20 to 0.40. We're going to automate the cutoff, so this is just the starting point. Now set the amp envelope so it behaves like an edit-friendly bass. Keep attack basically instant, like 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay around 150 to 300 ms. Sustain can be very low, even down to minus infinity if you want short plucks. Release around 50 to 120 ms. The goal is short notes that groove, not a long note that smears everything. Now we create the Amen style motion, and this is the part that saves your CPU. We'll use clip automation instead of piling on modulators. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on bass source. Put your notes around C1 or D1, classic DNB range. And here's an important teacher note. Don't fill every 8th note. The Amen feel comes from the pattern of hits and the spaces between them. You want the bass to answer the drums. So use 8th note timing as your grid, but leave gaps. If you need an example pattern, try a note right on beat 1, another on one end, then a slightly late syncopated one around 1.3.3, and another near beat 4. It should feel like it's stepping around the snare, not bulldozing through it. Now click the clip, go to clip view, and open envelopes. Choose device, operator, parameter, filter frequency. And now draw your wobble. Think fast rises and quick dips, with emphasis on off beats. If your break has a snare on 2 and 4, try making the cutoff dip right before those snares, then pop open on the off beat after. That gives you that interlocking feeling where the bass feels edited like the break. For practical values, keep your low points around 120 to 250 Hz, and push your peak somewhere around 1.2k to 2.5k. If it gets too bright or harsh, lower the peaks. If it feels like it's stuck behind the drums, raise them a little. You're listening for speech, not just brightness. And just to underline why this works, clip automation is basically free compared to running multiple LFO heavy devices across multiple layers. It's just telling the filter where to go. Now let's add a tight, minimal processing chain. Stock devices only, keep it lean. First add EQ8, high pass around 30 Hz again, just to keep the sub ultra clean. If it's muddy, do a small dip around 200 to 350 Hz. If you want a touch more bite, a gentle high shelf around 2 to 5 kHz can help, but be careful. In jungle and DNB, too much top on the bass can fight the hats and the snare crack. Next, add saturator. Turn on soft clip. Drive it somewhere around 2 to 6 dB. Then adjust output so you're not blasting the channel into red. The goal is more density and audibility, not louder forever. Then add glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2 to 1. Pull the threshold down until you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. Readjust controlling peak so when we resample, the printed audio is consistent. Finally, add utility. If you have bass mono, great, turn it on. If not, you can still keep things centered by keeping the patch simple and avoiding stereo wideness. We'll do a quick mono sanity check later. Now it's time for the CPU cheat. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Bass Resample. Set its input to resampling. Arm that track. You can solo bass source if you want to record cleanly without the break, but it's optional. Record 4 to 8 bars of your wobble pattern. Once you've got that audio printed, here's the workflow rule of thumb. Build. Print. Disable. Turn off the synth track or freeze and flatten it, and disable any devices you don't need. Don't just mute it. If you're trying to save CPU, you want it not running at all. Now the fun part. Slicing the bass like an amen break. Click your recorded bass audio. Right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Start with transients. If you want super tight machine gun chops later, you can try slicing by 1/16, but transients is usually more musical to begin with. Ableton will create a simpler in slice mode, mapping each slice across MIDI notes. Now you're basically holding a little bass break kit. Before you start programming, quick coach tip. If your slices feel smeary or Ableton detects transients weirdly, clean the resampled clip first. Open the clip, turn warp on, set warp mode to beats, preserve to transients, and raise the envelope a bit. That helps live see clearer slice points, and it makes your chops feel drummier. Also, if one bar of your resample is just perfect, highlight exactly that bar and consolidate with Control or CMDJ. Slicing a consistent, consolidated region often gives better results than slicing a long evolving take. Now create a new MIDI clip on the sliced bass track. And here's the mindset. You're going to steal the rhythm language of the amen. Put slices where the kick and snare feel like they need space, and add little pickups before snares. A classic jungle move is a ratchet right before a snare. Take a short slice, and repeat it 3 times in 1/16. Then land on a longer slice after the snare. It creates that edited record momentum immediately. Another super effective call and response trick is microsilence. Right before a snare, stop the bass for a 1/16 2 and 1/8, so it feels like it inhales, then the snare hits, then the bass answers on the end after. That space is where the amen style feel really lives. Inside simpler, keep it subtle. You can turn on simpler's filter if you want a bit of control, but remember, we already baked emotion into the resample. Now we're focusing on rhythm, not over-designing. Let's make it blend with the break. On the sliced bass track, add a compressor for sidechain. Turn sidechain on, choose audio from amen break, and set it to post FX so it follows your break processing. Set ratio to 4 to 1, attack around 2 to 5 ms, release around 80 to 150 ms. Then lower the threshold until the kick and snare poke through. You want pocket, not the bass vanishing every hit. Then do a quick pocket EQ on the bass. If the kick is living around 90 to 130 Hz, dip the bass a little there. If it's fighting the body of the break, dip around 180 to 250 Hz. Small moves. The goal is for the bass to move around the break, not through it. Now do a fast phase sanity check. Beginner friendly. Put a utility on the bass audio and toggle mono. If the low end collapses dramatically, you've got too much stereo information down low somewhere. Keep the sub mono. Keep the weight centered. Now let's talk structure, because edits are not just sound design. They're arrangement. Try this 16-bar plan. Bars 1 to 4. Keep it simple. Amen full. Bass slices mostly long and readable. Bars 5 to 8. Add more chops. Bring in a couple 1/16 stutters, and make bar 8 a little busier, like a call and response phrase ending. Bars 9 to 12. Add a variation with negative space. Drop the bass for half a bar before a snare, then slam back in. That one move makes the loop feel like a record. Bars 13 to 16. Add a small fill. If you want a quick tape stoppish moment, use beat repeat very briefly and subtly. Interval 1/8, grid 1/16, chance 10 to 20%. Keep it as a little glitchy wink, not a full-on chaos machine. If you want an even cleaner mix without extra synths, try this advanced but easy trick. Two-lane slicing. Duplicate your resampled bass clip onto two audio tracks. Call one bass LOW and the other bass MID. On bass low, low pass around 120 to 160 Hz. On base mid, high pass around the same point. Now slice the MID layer and do all your crazy Amen style chatter there, while keeping the LOW layer more sustained and stable. That's how you get wild rhythm without destroying the sub. You can also use velocity as tone shaping with basically zero CPU. In simpler slice mode, map velocity to filter or volume. Then program quieter ghost hits and louder accents, like a drummer. Suddenly your bass chops feel performed, not programmed. And here's a tasteful spice move, reverse only a lead and slice. Pick a tiny slice right before a snare, duplicate it, and reverse that one. It creates a little suction into the snare. Keep it subtle. In DNB, subtle tricks stack up into how is this so addictive? Common mistakes to avoid as you go. Don't overprocess before resampling. Heavy chorus, huge unison, reverb on the bass. That's how you get mod and CPU spikes. Keep the source simple, print it, then edit. Don't make the low end stereo. Club systems do not reward that. Make sure the wobble speed matches the groove. If your filter motion isn't locked to the syncopation, it'll feel random. Don't slice too small too soon. Start with transients or even 1/8 chunks, get the groove, then sprinkle in 1/16 ghosts and stutters. And don't sidechain so hard that your bass disappears. You want the break to punch, but you still want the bass to feel continuous and confident. Let's wrap with a quick 10-minute practice plan.